AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Democratic National Convention is kicking off today in Chicago. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there with more on tonight's biggest event.
President Biden will be center stage, giving a primetime speech to make his case for Harris.
I very much consider us the underdog. We have a lot of work to do to earn the vote of the American people.
A new poll shows Harris leading former President Trump in a head-to-head matchup with a six-point lead among likely voters.
Harris and her running mate Tim Walz stopping in Pennsylvania on a bus tour to Chicago. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance campaigning separately in different parts of Pennsylvania today. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv, his ninth trip to the Middle East since October 7th. He and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have been meeting for an hour already so far this morning. Former Congressman George Santos is expected to plead guilty on Long Island today in his fraud case. Harvey Weinstein expected in a New York courtroom over extradition matters related to his California rape case. This is ABC News. Under arrest in Michigan, a man accused of trying to kidnap two children outside Detroit. ABC's Allison Kosick with details.
I have a lot of anger.
Alicia Swakowski was at a park with her son and 7-year-old niece on Tuesday when police say Andy Bala pulled up in a car and approached her niece.
He went out of his car, back around, grabbed her.
Moments later, the suspect driving away, hitting Swakowski's 8-year-old son as she hung out of the car's window. That's when bystander Scott Van Leuven saw what was happening.
Just held him against his car until police got here.
And just an hour before, police say the same suspect tried to kidnap a 15-year-old girl just a few miles away.
A good Samaritan also stepping in to help that abduction. And it appears Hurricane Debbie hit drug traffickers hard. Officials say after the storm, over 100 pounds of cocaine worth $1.5 million floated up in a couple of different spots on the Florida shore. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The economy is doing well, but anecdotal evidence at Wisconsin food pantries suggests people are still struggling. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on one food pantry where traffic has doubled in the past year.
The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them 2 and 3 jobs, but with rising costs of living, it's just not enough. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some county fairs in Wisconsin are banning lactating dairy cows this summer out of concern over bird flu spreading to dairy cows. Bird flu has not been found in any Wisconsin dairy herds, but it is affecting cows in states like Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their 5th in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him. him in his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he's known on TikTok as Mr. Global. Matt Randolph, an oil and gas expert, joins us to talk about the myths of prices. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show. Catherine Lake is in Chicago covering the DNC.
That's right.
And we're here to take her call when she does finally wake up and make it down there. It's going to be an active day today. They're going to try to stop the DNC from happening completely with protests outside, and we'll see how that all works out.
Hmm. Is there's a protest being planned.
Palestinian protests outside. Yep.
Right. And they have an area for that to happen. Right. What's the matter? What's the matter? Welcome back to the studio, by the way, John. It's been a while.
Yeah. Thanks.
Everything okay?
I just feel like I sound different today.
Well, you do sound a little
just
different.
Just a little nasal or something.
Looking in the camera, you also appear to have turned into a vampire.
Well, I came back as a vampire. I'm that determined, you know?
Yeah. Well, good. But you're all rested up. Everybody, you know, you took the test.
Yeah.
Everything's good,
yep.
Right?
Good last night. Took the test.
Good.
Clean.
Good deal. Well, that's great. Well, welcome back. Good to have
here. Thanks. It's nice to be back.
Yeah. We had a few clouds overnight, but it's looking like things are clearing up this morning. I heard about a little bit of fog here and there, but not too much. Right now, 62 degrees. Are you up for spinning the weather roulette wheel? Do you want to do that?
Well, I think I can. Sure.
Here,
let me just reach it.
Can you do it?
Yep. There we go.
Hit it. Oh, okay. Good, good. It's rolling. The ball is rolling. And the high temperature today, 76 degrees.
I think I put too much effort into that.
Do you need to take a break now?
I'm taking a break.
You drinking coffee again?
I am.
Starting
to drink coffee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, coffee. We need coffee.
Yeah. There's my buddy.
Yeah. Got to have some coffee first thing in the morning. A little bit later on, not only will we be checking with Catherine Lake, we hope to have a special guest in the studio. Should we say who that might be?
You might as well.
Really? Really? We don't know.
Well, I don't know. Pretty sure Paul Soglin's going to show up, but
it was a little hectic on Friday with the Dunkin' Donuts remote, and I forgot to email him to check in with him, but I'm assuming that he will be here.
I hope so, and we'll look forward to his appearance, and hopefully he can make it.
At about 7:30, right?
About 7:30, yeah. And as I mentioned, we're going to check in not only with Catherine Lake, but also Terry Bell will have a report from the DNC in Chicago. Yeah, I'm hearing reports. You know, I'm watching CNN this morning. I mean, they're they've got the whole program, of course, that they've been planning for months.
Yep.
And Biden is going to be there tonight only, and then he moves on. And then Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee tomorrow. You know, she's going to be at the Pfizer forum.
Yeah.
For tomorrow. Yeah. But so she'll be two places at once. I'm not sure how she'll do that.
Wow.
Exactly. But She'll be around the DNC most of the week, but then come on up to Milwaukee for an appearance there tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure somebody will come up with a criticism for her coming up to Milwaukee again.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the MAGAs are ready to throw in their 2 cents for whatever that's worth.
We have stories that will freak you out. Freak me out.
Really?
Yeah, preparing for the show. I still can't believe some of this is happening, but we'll be getting to that during Idiocracy.
All right. Well, let's get to the National Day calendar. Why not?
All right.
Let's see what's happening out there.
By the way, if you noticed, we're in living color this morning. Sam has his Metallica. New Metallica 2024 T-shirt on.
We're going to find out about...
You'll find all about that.
Okay. Just a minute. Is it or is it not? Is it National Potato Day? Is it International Bow Day? Is it National Soft Ice Cream Day? National Aviation Day? Or National Lamp Day? Which is it not?
It's not Soft Ice Cream Day.
It is National Soft Ice Cream Day. You are wrong, sir.
Well, they're going to have to make a special day out of that one. That sounds good, Gordy.
Yeah. Sam?
It's not National Lamp Day, Gordy.
That was an easy one for a Monday.
There's a lamp right in front of you.
There's lamps in front of me.
He moved it in front of my camera.
Yeah, you disappeared.
Yeah.
Completely.
Went away completely.
All right, let's get to National Potato Day, because that sounds like a winner. Okay. Don't we all just love potatoes of all kinds? Ah, the potato.
It's such a versatile food. You can make it into so many things.
Ah, spuds. On August 19th each year, the humble potato takes center stage.
Jesus. Well, I knew it was a special day. Yeah. God.
What stage are they talking about? In truth, though, doesn't it steal the show at nearly every meal? Whether baked, fried, or mashed, these taters bring on the flavor. They're a staple of many meals, too.
No.
Filling a void for appetizer dishes and working double duty at supper time, these versatile root veggies satisfy and fill us up. Ah, the potato. Do we have any potato music? there are more than, according to the International Potato Center, which, boy, I'd love to visit that place, the International Potato Center. More than 4,000 variety of potatoes grow around the world. Not only that, but they also come in a variety of beautiful colors and sizes. The starchy carbohydrate comes with no fat or cholesterol and is loaded with vitamin C and potassium. See? So it's healthy.
Yeah.
Depending on your dietary needs and how you prepare your potatoes, the vegetable offers what many are looking for. However, with 26 grams of carbohydrates, it's a no-no for the low-carb lifestyle.
Well,
it's a no-no.
Like the most unhealthy potato is the couch potato.
Ah, that's what you were all last week, right?
All week, yeah.
You were just planted right on that couch. Yeah, well, it's good to have you back. Okay, let's move on. Next thing up on the list is the International Bow Day. Yes, it's a bow, like a hair bow, like a bow that you put in your hair.
Oh, God. Really?
International Bow Day recognizes the accessory that's been changing fashion for centuries.
Oh, God. No, it hasn't.
Okay, let's skip that. Nobody cares about International Bow Day.
No one does.
Not even the
anymore?
National Day calendar.
Oh,
they don't care about it either. They just threw it in there because they had nothing else. National Soft Ice Cream Day. Not just regular ice cream, soft ice cream. What's the difference, you ask? Well, here we go. It gives us a tasty way to cool off on a hot summer day, blah, blah, blah. Enjoy it in a bowl or a cone. Grab some soft serve.
Are they talking like soft serve? Okay, it is
soft
serve ice cream.
Okay. Not really ice cream, is it? It's sort of a chemical compound of
ice cream, but it's soft.
It? Yeah. You know, I saw an ice cream truck going down my block.
You did?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that the music was playing and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I heard one by my house on Saturday.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I didn't.
Did you run out and get some ice cream?
No, I watched it roll by and I thought, yeah, I'd like to have some ice cream, but too late. It just kept going. It's National Aviation Day. National Aviation Day. Have you seen a lot of F-16 fighter planes flying around? That's because there's, some activities going on in Chicago, and I think that they're just, it's good training for the military to be on alert. So I've been watching him fly over my house. You know, I'm right in the helicopter path, too, for the hospitals. So I see those guys, too.
Am I looking at the wrong day calendar?
Are you?
What did we print out this morning?
It's August 19th. Yeah. That's
what's on there is today in history, John.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We leave the rest up to Gordy.
Yeah, that's
it.
I got it.
I'm catching on.
Gordy's a one-man band for the. He's a one-man band for the National Day calendar.
I guess so.
All right.
Well, you know, it's National Aviation Day. For centuries, humans have been fascinated by flight. In ancient China, kites flew. They misspelled that. Kites flew to investigate the weather. Inventors such as Leonardo da Vinci developed many ideas about flight, too. Gliders and balloons lifted humans into the sky, but none of the inventions gave a person control where they flew. We're working on a special promotion where we're going to be
flying kites,
taking flight. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
that's right.
Yeah, but
that's weird.
Can't say anything much about it.
Well,
yet.
Don't tell
John
me.
John and Gordy take to the skies.
Well, we're going to. We'll inform you right after the show. We'll have a special meeting about what we're talking about.
I can't. Okay. You know, I can't keep a secret.
So. I know you can't. Let's go on to the.
You know what we should do? We should just have people. You know, thumbs up, thumbs down on the day.
Right.
So next year, we can just
skip all this stuff.
Skip the stuff that people have given a thumbs down to.
Ah,
like Bow Day or whatever the hell. That is. My God.
I know. Yeah, the National Day calendar doesn't get much love around here.
No.
I understand that. You know, but. Yeah,
there's some clinkers in it. You know it. I know it, right?
Yeah,
We're trying to keep that secret.
It's no secret. Yeah, it is what it is, as they say. That's an old saying. Let's get to the history books.
Right,
that's more interesting than
the
National Day calendar,
for the
today.
History books.
Mr. Metallica over there, what's going on this day in history?
Well, today in 1839, Louis Daguerre, he presents photography to the world for the first time.
Really? Cool. Did he have a presentation? Like
basically, I forget the exact name of it, but like Paris's Scientific Society at the time, he went to a meeting with them and showed them how it worked for the very first time in 1839.
1839?
Yeah, and he didn't want to patent the invention, like his process that he came up with. He just kind of released it to the world so anyone could use it.
Wow, open source.
Pretty cool.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for him.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Today in 1909, the very first race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway took place. And I thought it was, well, it's funny and also tragic.
Oh, and somebody died, didn't they?
Two people died.
Oh, Lord.
Because they used gravel and tar as the pavement. They didn't have pavement, and it wasn't like pavers. It was just tar and gravel. And
man.
No traction. The average speed of the winner of the race was like less than 60 miles an hour.
Okay.
Which is kind of crazy that still two people died from this.
Yeah. 1909.
Wiping out, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wild stuff. Got a couple birthdays today as well. Orville Wright. That might be why Aviation Day is happening.
Right.
Today in 1871, he was born. And former President Bill Clinton, born today in 1946.
All right.
I'll be in Chicago. Yeah, of course we care.
We care.
We do care.
Thank you, John and Gordy Singers.
Right. Hey, so let's talk about your weekend, Sam. You were up in Minneapolis?
For the last day or so. My dad is a big fan of Metallica, and he took me to see Metallica last night. And so I've been up since about 11 o'clock yesterday morning.
Oh, my God. Oh
my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you'll tell us more about this, but
hilarious.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. We've got some tickets to give away a little bit later on, too, to Noah's Ark. We'll tell you more about that when we continue with the John and Gordy Show for this Monday, August 19th.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
This is the story of the one.
As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 at 1580 AM. And we're still cranking that big signal out of the AM tower someplace.
You got it.
Wherever the hell that is.
It's out in Columbus.
It is out in Columbus. Yeah.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east or west side or online at verlo.com. So,
I think I wore out my mattress.
Maybe
last
you need a new
week.
One. Yeah. Really, just sleeping on it and tossing and turning.
Tossing and turning.
Flipping around like a pancake on a Sunday morning.
That's right.
Yep. Well.
Well, you know how it is. You know, you have the fever, you have the COVID.
That's what you had, huh?
Yeah.
But you tested okay this morning or last night?
Last night I tested, yeah.
Okay,
I'm just
good.
Fine.
Good.
I was a little surprised, but man, that Paxlovid stuff, whew.
Tastes good, doesn't it? Have a good aftertaste?
It tastes so good. It has that lingering taste forever. You have it? Did you have Paxlovid?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it had that metallic, well, speaking of Metallica, it had that taste. And
man.
It kind of just lingered with you.
It did.
Yeah. Well, Sam, do you want to tell us any more about your Metallica experience?
Well, okay, so the funny thing is...
We've got a new test pattern right in the studio.
Yeah, so, for anyone who is listening just with audio, I'm wearing one of their tour t-shirts that we bought last night. And it's tie-dye, and it's got a ton of graphics on it. It's pretty cool looking, but it's maybe a little overstimulating on camera.
It looks good.
Yeah,
I can't believe it for Metallica.
It's a cool shirt. I like it. The funny thing is, I don't know much of anything about Metallica. My dad is a big fan of theirs. He has been since he was in college. And he took my brother and I to see them last night in Minneapolis. So I left Madison at about 11:30 yesterday morning and met up with them in Eau Claire. We went to the concert and took forever to get out of town. And I got home this morning, 10 minutes before my alarm usually would have gone off.
Oh, boy.
I've been up for a while. Lots of coffee has me bouncing off the walls.
What was the venue that they were playing at?
U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings play.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good. Good to have you back. Glad you're here. You look wide awake.
If you say
so. Did your hair change color, too, at the concert? Or what?
I don't think so.
Didn't his hair look
a little different?
Yeah.
It does. It looks kind of frosted. Were you out in the sun?
Frosted? No.
Okay. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. All right.
Maybe it's the lighting.
It could be.
No.
Blends differently with the shirt.
Yeah. Are you familiar with any of the Metallica songs?
Like three of them.
You must have heard them all the way up there, right?
Did you?
No, we didn't. We didn't actually listen to them while we were driving.
Okay.
I guess we should have.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Is your brother younger or older than
He's younger. He's 2 years younger.
Is he a big Metallica fan? Did he have any awareness more than you?
Well, he had a Metallica shirt that he was wearing yesterday, so maybe he's probably listened to them a little bit more than I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. We're glad you're back.
That's crazy.
Your ears okay? Was it a loud concert?
Oh, yeah, it was loud. I should have brought earplugs, not only for how loud it was. They were probably also mixing four people wearing earplugs, so it would have sounded better, sounded more balanced, but
really,
it was still good.
So you think they mix four people that actually have earplugs on?
I think so, yeah.
How does that change the mix?
At least I've noticed that at like basement shows here in town.
Yeah.
People who play really loud.
Yeah.
It sounds better if you put earplugs in. It sounds more balanced. I don't know.
Well, we kind of knew that a long time ago.
Okay.
I mean, we did it no matter whether it was in a basement or not. And there is a basement club in town. What's the name of it?
Well, I don't know about any like specific places. I usually just go to people's houses where
a house party or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. Interesting.
I did not know that you wear earplugs when you go to a person's party.
Sometimes,
basement.
I don't know. I haven't been to a lot of like big rock concerts like I was at last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Very cool though.
Well, that's we're learning, living and learning.
I guess so. Yeah. I should have a house party at my place.
That would be wonderful. That would be great.
You think so?
Huge basement. Finished basement. You have a kitchen down there.
I mean, we could live down there.
We could stay overnight.
You could. I do plan on getting a ping pong table at some point. Yes. I still haven't ordered that up. I got to clean the basement's got a lot of junk in it now. I got to just clean it out.
So you gave up on the kitchen table, ping pong table
cover?
Yeah,
that didn't work. I had to send that back. By the way, it got lost, getting shipped back, so I haven't gotten a refund on it yet.
How could that get lost?
So lost in transit. Kind of I'm like, oh, great. So I'm just out $150, I guess, or whatever it was, $175.
Wow.
So I keep sending messages, and they keep sending the message back like, can't find it. they picked it up. I saw them do it. I guess I should have taken pictures. Oh, well.
Well, you know, we have a few stories concerning J.D. Vance today.
Yeah.
One is kind of a scary, unusual, bizarre story that you thought, if the megas could go any lower,
they would.
And we're not going to get to that story right now, but J.D. stopped in Milwaukee. You heard about that, right? And he went to the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters.
He did.
And the police union there, believe this or not, officially endorsed the Trump-Vance ticket.
I didn't hear
this. This is a law enforcement union supporting a 34-count felon convicted. And they're backing this guy up. This is the police union in Milwaukee. I honestly do not feel safe going to Milwaukee knowing that that police union is out there patrolling.
I must have missed this story.
There's something so wrong with this. So wrong.
Was J.D. Vance there over the weekend or last Friday?
Yeah, stopped over. Yeah.
Wow. I had not heard that. I think he's going to be there through tomorrow too, because I thought he was appearing. Maybe that was the appearance.
Yeah,
that is. You're talking about. Yeah. Wow, that's very strange.
It's really weird. It says here, this is what they wrote about: who would trust police who endorse convicted felon Trump, who is also an adjudicated rapist, fraudster, banned from doing business in New York for 5 years, seditious coup planner, and espionage dealer of our top secrets.
Yeah, who would do that?
Milwaukee Police Union. That's who?
Okay.
Wow.
That's frightening.
It just blows my mind. That's my hometown?
That's crazy.
Those are the police?
Yeah.
Manning the streets? Patrolling, saving our lives, looking out for us, making sure that we're treated fairly out on the streets of Milwaukee. No.
They're taking care of security there.
Yeah,
right?
Really.
For Kamala's visit tomorrow, she'll be up in Milwaukee.
See, now we'll see what happens here, Rush. You'll probably get arrested.
Well, okay. We'll see if that happens. So a little bit later on, we'll be talking, we'll check in with Terry Bell. At the top of the hour, he's also in Chicago. Find out how things are progressing there for the first day of the DNC. Yep. They've got plans all the way through the week.
They're going to start protesting right away, I understand.
Is that right? Yep. Yeah. We'll also check in with Catherine Lake, who is there this morning and through the week. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show on this Monday, August 19th on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour is officially underway starting today. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, it's the 32nd year that Pro Farmer's Crop Tour is going to try to give us the real-time, accurate, late-season growing information about what's probably happening with our corn and soybean yields. Chip Flory is leading the western leg of the crop tour.
We've got 12 routes that we've been running on the eastern leg of the tour, 10 routes that we've been running on the western leg of the tour. Altogether, we'll have about 100 scouts out there on the road, and we'll be pulling about 1,700 corn samples. We'll pull the same number or close to it of soybean samples.
Chip Flory, he's leading the western leg of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour that starts today. They are looking at about 70% of the nation's corn and soybean production just in those specific geographic areas. They'll wrap it up on Friday when they gather together in Rochester, Minnesota. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get rolling on a Monday. Well, trying to firm up a bit. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
We also need to keep an eye on what happens with our cheese prices this week. Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained a half a cent, held on to 225 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 210. Double A butter gained another 3.5 cents at 318 a pound. Traders telling me that the critical $2 a pound mark for barrel and block cheese is what they're watching this week. Class 3 September milk that goes into cheese up a dime right now at 2201. October's up 6 at 2210. The December new crop corn is up 2 at 394. November soybeans are up 6 right now at 963. The wheat for September, that's down a nickel right now, 524 bushel. Just a quick market snapshot for a Monday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Leff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
WMDX 92.7 at 1580 AM. So this is the Beavis and Butthead thing?
It is. And they have new episodes now. And I saw one of them the other day.
I searched them out. What was the episode you told me to watch? Is that the...
It's future Beavis and Butthead, and they're smart Beavis and Butthead. Gosh. They're smart guys.
What season? Do you know what you're watching at all?
This is just all brand new season. I don't know.
No, there's one and two seasons already.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is the second season, I guess.
Future.
But I don't know if it's on MTV or Comedy Central. I can't remember. I just happened to catch it. I think it's on Tuesday evenings, Tuesday nights.
I saw the episode part of the episode anyway, where they went into one of those escape room.
Right. Yeah. I saw that one too.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Yeah.
And they went into the restroom instead.
Right.
Instead of the escape room.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
And these two beautiful women waiting for them outside the restroom. Say, what are they doing in there?
Oh yeah, yeah. New Beavis and Butthead. Check them out. Woo. Hey, we got a text in here. You know, you were talking about J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going out there and getting the endorsement from the Milwaukee Police Union. Oh, God.
Right?
You know, it's just unimaginable. Trump and J.D. getting the endorsement from a police union.
Yeah.
My head just spins.
Yeah, this texter says, did J.D. Vance appear in Milwaukee as himself or his drag persona, Ashley Furniture? That's good.
It says it's not his joke, but it's still funny, and it is. I never heard the joke.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Should we get into in a little Idiocracy?
Let's do Idiocracy.
Let's try.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species. Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
That's a great lead into this stuff.
Oh, it is.
God.
So what do you got for us today?
Well, I got this. The Medal of Freedom, it's actually much better because everyone who gets the Congressional Medal, they're soldiers. They're either in very bad shape because, well, you know, this is all the things that Trump out there said the other day. Why don't we just check this out? This is a cut 98.
I have to say, Miriam, I watched Sheldon sitting so proud in the White House when we gave Miriam the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest award you can get as a civilian. It's the equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor. But civilian version, it's actually much better because everyone gets the Congressional Medal of Honor. That soldiers, they're either in very bad shape because they've been hit so many times by bullets or they're dead.
Good.
She gets it, and she's a healthy, beautiful woman. It's very...
okay. And a big
check
rated
in equal.
Hand. Yeah, a big check in there. This is the Edelsteins. And you remember that most every politician in the country went out to see Shell Edelstein.
Right.
And he would, either endorse him or not endorse him, give him huge amounts of money. Mm-hmm. And now his widowed wife, is doing the same thing. And so they're playing up to her. And as you can see, Trump is playing up to her for more and more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible to even think that he could say something like that again. But he has said this stuff in the past where if a soldier is injured or dead, they don't quite receive the kind of recognition that they, you know.
Yeah.
Too much recognition.
He can't help himself. Stuff just falls out of his brain through his mouth and it's out there. And it's awful.
Yeah. I know somebody wrote in here, hey, John and Gordy, where have you been? The police in Milwaukee Union supported Scott Walker. And so did the fire department, if I remember correctly. In fact, almost 40% of the union in Wisconsin supported and voted for Scott Walker. But Scott Walker is not Trump.
That's true. Yeah, he's not.
Scott Walker's not a convicted felon 34 times over.
No kidding.
So there's that, which we can't count or discount. Mm-hmm. Now, there are a couple of responses to Trump's little comments about the Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Medal of Honor. Scott Santons, he believes in a basic salary, basically, for everybody in the country. He says this should be a deal breaker for at least some percentage of veterans. It's just insanely disrespectful to say that the ultimate sacrifice is in any way lesser than an award to someone who didn't even serve, or much less has served, but only in checks. And then somebody said, oh, my God. They are very in bad shape because they were hit so many times with bullets. How is this man still allowed to speak in public? And is he just he's just talked down to the Medal of Honor. You can't spin this. This is this guy doesn't have an ounce of respect for anyone but himself or those he wants something from. And that would be the Edelsteins.
Yeah, well, that's all a part of Idiocracy, and he's the... he's the king of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Trump.
All right. Now, this is a fantastic response. Joe Biden made this comment recently. This is cut 101, and, just kind of has a punchline at the end here. Let's check it out.
And get this. You may have heard about the MAGA Republican Project 2025 plan. They want to repeal Medicare's power to negotiate drug prices. Let Big Pharma back to charge whatever they want. Let me tell you what our Project 2025 is.
Yep.
Beat the hell out of them.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Yeah, he means it.
Yeah, he does.
Jolton Joe.
That's pretty Jolton Joe. So, yeah, he's just like Joe DiMaggio.
Fighting Joe.
Yeah, he's in a fighting. Well, he's going to be center stage tonight at the DNC.
He and Jill will be speaking tonight.
Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton also is going to be on tonight introducing him. I believe so. Oh. Yeah, we'll get that update in about 15 minutes from Terry.
Checking out CNN up there to make sure that we're on track.
Yeah, Biden to pass the torch to Harris in opening night speech at DNC.
Yeah,
that torch is going to get a workout tonight.
Yeah, it's been burning ever since the start of the Olympics, I heard.
Right. Is it the same torch or a different torch? Yeah. Where do you go to torch? You get a torch anyway. I guess Menards. Get a tiki torch.
You can get anything there.
Yeah, it's all there. And it's all on sale.
Yeah. In fact, Tim Walz goes there for his air filter, furnace filter.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I just love that. Mm-hmm. That guy is so normal. They don't know how to handle this guy.
I know. You know, they have no idea because he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He is really good. All right, now, fasten your seatbelts.
Oh, boy.
Make sure you're strapped in for this one.
What do you got now?
Now, we thought that they couldn't go any lower.
Oh, no. Is it what I think
you're
gonna,
this is it.
Is this for family listening?
Well, we'll try to clean it up a little bit. this is the megas are now carrying around J.D. Vance sperm cups printed with the VP's face on it, and label says full family kit.
Why? What is this?
Apparently they want to mock people who need IVF, like Tim Walz and his wife.
In vitro fertilization.
That's right.
Okay. Why would they want to mock that? Because it's illegal. They want to make that illegal, right?
Right.
Right? Isn't that the deal?
Yeah.
So now... So mock
it. And it's not so much Vance's talking about doing this. It's the fan base.
Right.
That has created this little novelty.
I get that.
These cups that they're walking around with.
Is this also in response to his comments about... like people with children getting more votes if they have children?
Yes, probably. So they want a full family kit of full cups.
Are these available for sale on mail order or Amazon? Or
I think what they did, according to the story, somebody printed out a whole bunch of stickers, and all you have to do is slap it on a cup.
You know what this reminds me of?
Okay.
Last Christmas, when the Satanic Temple put up their Christmas tree, they were handing out condoms with Supreme Court justices
on
them.
That's right.
This with is just slogans. Like that.
Yes.
Same kind of deal.
I love that. And there's no word yet if the Trump-Vance campaign is ordering them to stop this horror show. you would think somewhere along the way that they try to, you know, at least
this kind of,
look
you not
respectful.
Do that,
right?
You would think, but that would be wrong thinking.
That would be wrong.
There is no line.
There is no line.
They can cross any line.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awful.
Has he or his campaign even responded to, like, either the couch story or the pictures of him in drag in college? Have they responded to either of those?
I haven't seen any
They're
official response.
They're just letting
response.
It be out
they
there?
They just let it go and just move on, I guess. They don't respond.
You would think that this would be some kind of squeezed excretion from one of those couches that they should carry these cups.
Oh, God. Stop. Have you checked your temperature this morning? Maybe you're still COVID-ish.
I am.
Do you know you're speaking out loud? Okay.
Okay.
You got any other stories?
Okay, let's have a little lesson in economics here. Trump is, of course, brilliant. He's a genius.
That's what he thinks.
So this is cut 10, and he's explaining to us what a tariff is. All right. This is the most ridiculous explanation ever, but let's check it out.
Okay.
A tariff is a tax on a foreign country. That's the way it is, whether you like it or not. A lot of people like to say, oh, it's a tax on us. No.
It's a tax.
It's a tax on a foreign country. It's a tax on a country that's ripping us off and stealing our jobs. And it's a tax that doesn't affect our country.
Oh,
and you
man.
Can see hundreds of billions of dollars of tariffs on other countries also.
That sounds like a really good plan. Here's the thing about the tax, you know. The tariff is actually a tax that you and I, as Americans, feel if the government put a 10% import tax on the duties that come into this country. In other words, if somebody decides, if an importer wants to bring an item from a certain country that we have a 10% tariff on, they're going to have to pay a 10% tax.
Right.
Do you think that they're going to pass that tax along to us? And in the final price? Of course they are.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. What else could they do? Yeah.
The federal government will get the tax.
Right.
And it'll go into the tax. But we have to pay the price
at the
store.
At the store, at the retail. Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, that's what happens. He doesn't know that. This is a guy running for president of the United States who actually held the office 4 years.
Right.
He does not understand
the
issue with tariffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not only that, but if we put a 10% tax or a tariff on another country, they are going to reciprocate. And they will be charging 10% taxes on our goods.
Yeah, that makes it worse all the way around.
Worse all the way around.
Yeah. Did you see the clip where Trump, and I don't know if we can find it real quick, where he was comparing himself to Kamala Harris as far as beauty goes?
No.
See if you can find that. Sam's dialing it up right now.
Yeah.
He actually went there saying that he's more good looking than Kamala Harris. And he went on that rant.
You know,
for a couple of minutes.
I got a story coming up.
Yeah,
and it's talking about gibberish. The headline from Raw Story sets the theme: gibberish. Here it is:
gibberish.
How Trump's new gibberish speeches are alienated swing voters.
Okay.
So I think this is I know this term is going to start catching on. Trump's gibberish. It's going to be the thing that we're going to be talking about in a couple of weeks here.
All right. We got that coming up. Also, a little bit later on, we've got Noah's Ark tickets. We'll be telling you when to text in after 7 o'clock, into the 7 o'clock hour. 62 degrees this morning, sunny skies, high near 76 today. It is 6:49. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show for this Monday on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. That's the Jimi Hendrix song, yeah. All Along the Watchtower,
written by Bob Dylan.
I know. So I knew you were going to say that. so many people think that, you know, that's Hendrix. He wrote that song.
Well, he made it. He made it big. I mean,
he made it big. Yeah, but it, you know,
yeah, it was a Bob Dylan song. Yeah. Much different kind of version. It was really a little folky.
Great song.
Great song. Yeah. Kind of flashing back to 1968, and yeah. That's, you know, everybody's talking about the DNC in Chicago this week, and 1968, is it going to be that way? And their protest
planned.
Well,
they're going to try to do that again this week.
Yeah, and maybe some militant protests as well. They're talking about that. And,
well, today.
Yeah, we'll talk with Catherine Lake in a little while. Also, Terry Bell is down there, and a lot of our civic media news folks are down there covering that all week long. We'll have we'll talk with them in the 7 o'clock hour.
I want to get to this text here. Yeah. Let's not forget, though, Scott Walker changed the law to avoid the consequences of campaign finance laws by allowing the police and fire departments to be independent. And by the way, I think that's come back to haunt them now because there's a court challenge.
Really?
Because now they're saying that because these the police and fire union have different rules than that's treating everybody unequal, or at least public servants.
Right.
And because of that, they're calling into question the whole idea of Act 10.
Hmm. Well, you know, and I wanted to play this clip. I think we found it now.
Okay.
This is Trump comparing himself, and switching gears a little
because
bit.
Because he has to, right?
He can't help himself.
He really has to do this.
This is Trump comparing himself, his good looks, against Kamala Harris's beauty.
I say that I am much better looking than her. I think I'm much better. Oh, boy. Much better. I'm a better looking person than Kamala. No, I couldn't believe it. She said, you know, I had never heard that one. They said, no, her biggest advantage is that she's a beautiful woman. I'm going, huh. I never thought of that.
So is he saying that he'd be a better looking woman if he dressed in drag, which is now illegal in Florida?
Well, maybe he was talking about JD being better looking woman. I don't know. He's just off the rails,
you know,
all
got the
time.
Eye makeup,
he can't even find the rails anymore. He can't get on them or stay on them. He's just rambling on.
It's nice to know that he's covering every topic that he could possibly think of off the top of his head.
He's just improvising. And, you know, they show shots of the crowd now, and the crowd is like leaving.
Yes.
They can only take a lot of
empty seats, not a crowded theater.
Empty seats. And then about 45 minutes in, they've heard enough and people start leaving.
Yeah.
They can't take an hour and a half or 2 hours of him going on and on. So they just take off.
Same story over and over, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, is this health news time here?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
All right, why don't we get to some health news?
Let's do some health news.
Help me, please, doctor, I'm damaged. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning?
I'm burning. I'm burning.
Well, you were burning last week.
I was burning.
You had a 103 degree temperature?
I did, 103, and they finally decided, yeah, he's in that questionable area.
I didn't even know it could get that high.
Oh, yeah. It was like 103.4 or something like
Louise.
That. I was starting to freak out.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering, are they going to give me this Paxlovid or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it finally broke down. It did. I had to beg them, though.
Did you have to actually go in to see the doctor? Or did you do it over the phone?
No, I did it all on the phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's good to have you back in the studio here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're feeling nice and healthy now.
I brought in some health news.
Okay, let's hear it.
Just filling everybody in with the latest in advances.
Thank you, Dr. Johnny.
Okay, this is kind of a weird one.
Okay.
This is the first of its kind study.
Okay.
Researchers in Milwaukee are studying how Tums can speed up labor. I'm not kidding you.
Tums?
Yeah.
That little antacid pill that you see at the drugstores?
Doctors at Aurora Sinai in Milwaukee are trying to see if one tablet every 4 hours can help speed up labor and delivery.
No kidding.
Yeah. What a strange...
I wonder if they found this out accidentally. Like somebody, you know, gave somebody a Tums, and then all of a sudden things kicked in, right?
Well, that would seem like the origin.
Right.
But I don't know. Doctors believe the drug may help mothers dilate faster if they're experiencing prolonged or stalled labor. The idea, of course, is to cut down on the need for cesarean sections.
It just, that's really odd because I think of Tums as just this really mild, thing to, you know, sort of help your stomach.
They're really strong now.
Are they?
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
They're always maximum strength and you take one and you're pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But, okay, that's...
Hey, well, I guess they'll have to do more research on that, but maybe that's helpful. I mean,
you can suddenly see the store shelves.
The Tums. If you can't find Tums, this is why people.
That's it.
Okay, they want to take care of things.
Boy, okay. My wife could have used this.
Really?
Yeah.
Tough time?
Both times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were right there, right? You were right in the labor room.
Yeah,
right?
I was right there.
Yeah, that's what we do.
The cesarean section was just not pretty.
Okay.
Wow. All right. She couldn't see it. He wasn't aware of it, but I was. Wow. Okay. Now, moving on.
What
from
else you
there,
got there? Okay.
Cost plus drugs will lower drug prices dramatically. Have you ever heard of cost plus drugs? Entrepreneur and investor Mark Cuban wants to screw up the U.S. healthcare system to make it more affordable, the billionaire told The Daily Show. Cost Plus also now manufactures its own generic medications as well as drugs in short supply. He cited a chemotherapy drug that would typically cost about $2,000 from most pharmacies, but now it costs under $30,000. Because of his company.
Good.
Cost Plus's approach seems to be making an impact as incumbent pharmacy giants like CVS and Walgreens are now following the Cost Plus blueprint to offer transparent drug pricing. When Stewart asked Cuban what else he had his eye on, the entrepreneur said, healthcare.
Okay.
It's about time maybe we have healthcare. He's trying to screw up the system by bringing these drugs way, way down. These are generic drugs that he wants to bring down. Not only is
Good
it generic drugs, but he's actually starting to manufacture with Cost Plus, manufacture their own good drugs.
That's excellent.
Name drugs.
Well, if anybody can do it, he can do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Good for him. All right, it is 6:58. Coming up in our next hour, we've got Dell's tickets to give away, Noah's Ark tickets, that is. And we may be talking with Paul Soglin, former mayor of Madison. We'll definitely be talking with Catherine Lake and Terry Bell. Coming up on WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Todd's in Chicago getting ready to cover the Democratic National Convention. So on our next show, tune in for coverage of the event.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months.
It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.